Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So my name is Jeremiah. My friends call me Jerry. I bring you greetings from Bukit Panjang Center. So as Vernon has made crystal clear, today is New Life Friends Day. And this year we mark the 25th anniversary of transforming lives. But this is not a story of 25 years of New Life being a superb charity. It's not. It's not even about New Life having great staff or a great board. It's not. It's a God story. It's a story of 25 years of God's blessings, God's steadfast love, and listen carefully, God's hesed to New Life. This is a very simple diagram to show you what New Life was like just a few years ago. As Vernon said, back in 2000, we started with one preschool in Bukit Panjang. What happened was we had just entered Bukit Panjang and we went around the neighborhood and we said, what does this neighborhood need? Because we wanted to make loving our neighbors a reality. So we found out that what they needed was commercial quality childcare, but at community prices. So that's what we provided. But as Vernon said, as of 2024, we expanded to 10 childcare centers across Singapore, and that's what the map looks like as of today. The other thing that we've also expanded greatly is Steady Readers. As Vernon said, it's our literacy program. It was established in 2006 with just 12 children. And we started it because we know that in Singapore, if your English isn't that good, you will struggle a lot to do well in school. Now, I personally have great resonance with the work of Steady Readers because not many people know this. Well, now the people at Woodlands know because I shared it last year. But when I did my very first English test in primary one, I failed it. And I failed it because I come from a family where only Cantonese is used at home, even today. At home with my dad and my mom, we only use Cantonese. So when I first went to primary school, English was an immense struggle. But thanks to very good teachers, I was able to get through school and didn't do too badly. From 12 children in 2006, Steady Readers has expanded to 7 sites, and we impact 613 children over the past 4 years. On average, when the kids come to us, they read about 1 to 2 years below their actual academic level and graduate at the level within 3 to 4 runs, which makes it about 1.5 years. Most of the children from the current batch are from the bottom 20% of low-income households, and 80% of the children show improvement in reading and speaking after one run, which makes it about 4 to 5 months. So we thank God for His steadfast love in enabling New Life to grow. But we don't grow for numbers' sake. It is to grow to love more and more neighbors as a testimony of the gospel, to make loving your neighbor a concrete, constructive reality for the neighbors of Covenant Evangelical Free Church. Now, if you were listening carefully to me just a while ago, you may have noticed I introduced a word that we don't hear all that often. It's a word that you'll find in today's passage. Shall we all stand and read this together? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. Let's read that together. Let not steadfast love, faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. In the rest of today's sermon, I'm going to share about what hesed means. and its implications by focusing on two main points. The first, He is Chesed. God is Chesed. And the second main point, what is our response to His Chesed to us? He is Chesed. Now, there are quite a number of English words we use that are actually very hard to nail down. I work in the Ministry of Defense. One word that we struggle with is strategy. If you ask 10 people, there's a high chance you get 15 definitions of strategy. But for today, the other word that we want to grapple with is the word love. And we're going to delve into the original Hebrew so that we can try to get a richer appreciation of the concept of steadfast love. Now, I have a friend. I don't know how she finds time. She's a working mom. She has two young kids, and she's still doing a theological course in biblical languages. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. And she told me her theological lecturer explained to her that when you go beyond the English translation to go into the original biblical language, it's a bit like the difference between watching black and white TV versus color TV. You know, in English, you still get the gist, but once you go to the original Hebrew or sometimes the original Greek, you get much greater granularity. Now, Hesed, H-E-S-E-D, is one of the four repeated characteristics of God in the Hebrew Bible. You have justice, you have righteousness, you have faithfulness, and you have steadfast love, or Hesed. In fact, Hesed occurs 250 times in the Old Testament. And 75% of the times that it occurs in the Old Testament, it is used to describe God. There's a very common recurrent refrain describing God's nature about Him abounding in Hesed. Let's just look at a few examples. Exodus 34:6, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Here's another example. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. They refused to obey and were not mindful of the wonders that you perform among them. But they stiffened their neck and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and did not forsake them. The third one, Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Number four, Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. And he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. And finally, Lamentations 3:22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Now, when we consider the concept of Hesed, it describes the concept of a relationship that is marked by the following: faithfulness, kindness, compassion, mercy, grace, and patience. But, critically, it also includes fierce loyalty and commitment. What are the implications of that? There's a good friend of mine, he's a writer, and I was discussing some initial ideas for this sermon with him, and then he read, I think, version 2 or version 3 of my outline. Then he said, in his mind, hesed is an enduring, committed kindness shown because of a promise or relationship. This is kindness that is bound by relationship, not convenience. Kindness bound by relationship, not convenience. It's beautiful because it's not earned, yet it's faithful and it's enduring. Now, this is critical in real life because what it means is that hesed results in concrete, practical, substantive actions. And hesed goes beyond mere sentiment. It goes beyond mere feeling. It's not just some warm, fuzzy feeling that we have. So I bring you back to the Old Testament. Three specific examples of hesed from the book of Ruth. I'm going to assume most of you know the story of the book of Ruth and just give you the top lines. Number one, Ruth's loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth chose to stay with Naomi, her mother-in-law, even after her husband died. And this was a powerful demonstration of hesed. It went beyond a fleeting moment of kindness and reflected a steadfast commitment to Naomi's long-term well-being. Number two, in Ruth's resourcefulness, Ruth was able to glean in Boaz's fields and she was willing to work hard to demonstrate her commitment to provide for herself and for Naomi, further showcasing her hesed. And number three, Boaz's hesed towards Ruth. Boaz chose to redeem Ruth and Naomi and thus exemplified hesed. His kindness, his generosity were not just fleeting acts, but expressions of a deeper, more enduring commitment. Now, those of you who are as old as me or those who are more chronologically advanced, you may remember a Christian songwriter and author called Michael Card. Anyone remember Michael Card? Boy, do I feel lonely now. Okay. Now, Michael Card defines hesed as when the person from whom I have a right to expect nothing gives me everything. When the person from whom I have a right to expect nothing gives me everything. And Michael Card noted that this loving kindness of God is what makes the Hebrew, the Christian God, distinctive. Another key example from Psalm 51, verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, your hesed. The context of this passage, it was King David praying after Nathan the prophet confronted him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba and then murdered Uriah. And of course, God's son Jesus himself embodied hesed. As Vernon said, we just went through Good Friday, we just went through Easter. Jesus poured himself out to everyone, no matter how undeserving. As Paul wrote in Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the question is this: how does God's hesed transform us? How does God's hesed transform us? By giving us forgiveness from past mistakes, creating a path to redemption, enabling us to break free from chains of guilt and shame, giving us peace and joy, even in the midst of challenges, igniting a sense of purpose and meaning in life, to live in alignment with His will, to make a positive impact on the world around us by offering guidance, strength, a sense of belonging to us, by giving us wisdom to make better decisions. One of my favorite writers is an Englishman called G.K. Chesterton, Gilbert Keith Chesterton. He lived in the first third of the last century. He wrote this line, and he says, you know the story of Beauty and the Beast? Everyone knows the story of Beauty and the Beast, right? The great lesson about Beauty and the Beast is this, that a thing must be loved before it is lovable. that a thing must be loved before it is lovable. That true love and acceptance are crucial for recognizing and valuing someone's worth, even if they appear initially unlovable. The great reformer Martin Luther wrote, "The love of God does not find, but creates that which is lovable." The love of God does not find, but creates that which is lovable. Meaning, God's love is not simply a reaction to pre-existing qualities, but a proactive force that brings goodness and beauty into existence. It's transforming love that has made something new. Let me try to give an example that I think many of us will identify with. In a true marriage, I've been married for 24 plus years. In a true marriage, love is like this. I love you because I love you. I love you because I love you. Not for your wealth, not for your brains, not for your looks, not for your prospects. But I love you because I love you. So in essence, how does chesed transform us? It transforms us because it frees us. Because that steadfast love, that committed love, frees us from our fallen nature's instinct to seek approval in the wrong places, from the wrong people, and in the wrong way. That's how chesed transforms us. Now, there's some of us today who may be seated here. Perhaps you're not a believer. You don't call our Lord Jesus Christ your Savior, our Lord, yet. And you want to find out more about who is this God who is chesed. After service, if you want, you can come to the front. There are people who can share more with you. Now, for the rest of us, the second main point of this sermon, what is our response to his chesed to us? Let's look again at Proverbs 3, verses 3 to 4. Now, something you notice about these verses, there's very vivid imagery, right? What does it say? Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So it's a tablet of your heart, not a tablet made by Samsung or the tablet made by Apple. And verse 4 implies that God recognizes and blesses those who embody this chesed and faithfulness, and those who live out these virtues will be well regarded and respected by others. Now, some of you who are a bit more familiar with the Old Testament may be looking at this and say, hey, this rings a bit familiar. I've seen this somewhere else in the Old Testament. And you'd be right. I took this from the late Tim Keller's book, Generous Justice. If you have the book, you'll find this on pages 109 to 110. When Job says, "I put on righteousness as my clothing, justice was my robe and turban," Job was speaking about the social consciousness that infused his daily life as completely as his clothing covered his body. Job shared his money and food with the poor. Job cared for the blind, the crippled, and the poor widow. He was also a legal advocate for the immigrant and the orphan. The vision is comprehensive, and Job says he wears justice, suggesting that it is always on his mind. Now, there's another verse, Psalm 41, verse 4, where it says, "Blessed is the man who considers the poor." The Hebrew word that's translated as considers is sakal, S-A-K-A-L. And that means to give sustained attention to a subject and then to act wisely and successfully with regard to it. That means God is not looking for us to give perfunctory help to the poor, but to ponder hard and long about how to genuinely improve their situation. I'm going to be sharing about the chesed of New Life very shortly, but it's important to be clear at this point that chesed doesn't apply only to the poor and to the needy. Chesed is shown when parents strive to show steadfast love to children who have strayed. Chesed is shown when partners, when spouses continue to show steadfast love to their partners who want to give up on the marriage. Chesed is shown when children show steadfast love to parents who have become difficult to care for. And chesed is thus something that applies to all of us, whether or not we contribute to New Life or other charity work. So as we hear God's heartbeat today, perhaps we could ask our Lord, how do you want me to live out Hesed in my life this year? Now in New Life, we have been showing God's Hesed for 25 years, and today we are asking you to show us to continue to help live out the Hesed for another 25 years. Let me just share with you three quick stories. The first one is about a little girl called Hannah. That's not her real name. She is a student at New Life Preschool at Pasir Ris. Now, when Hannah first came, she would throw tantrums. She was very difficult to control. She wanted things her own way all the time. But she went through Little Lights. Little Lights is our New Life Preschool program based on biblical values, which we get the kids to go through. And after going through Little Lights, Hannah was transformed. She has become a girl who now is thoughtful, who's considerate, and instead of wanting her own way with her parents, she now asks her parents, where would you like to go for dinner? She has become a transformed girl. The youth, Jacqueline, was featured in the video just now. She suffered from mental issues. She dropped out of school, but her mentor, Joyce, kept working with her, kept engaging her, and brought her into the youth hub, even got her to work in the youth hub. And that gave her structure, and she has been transformed, even though she still faces immense challenges. And she is now mentoring other youth. And finally, Alice, again, not a real name, struggled with depression for over 10 years because of stuff that she was going through in her family. And she would go to other active senior activity centers to try and find community. But she always felt rejected, and she always felt uncomfortable sharing about her condition. So thankfully, a friend introduced her to New Life Silver Care's active aging programs. And she came, and the staff gave her a lot of care and support when they found out that she was depressed. They gradually built up her confidence, and now she joins the weekly stretch band exercises. She enjoys chatting with new friends over various activities. And in her own words, New Life really changed my life. All my friends can see that I'm a happier person now. Alice also became a transformed person. Now I'd like you to sit back and watch a very short video about Steady Readers.
I started New Life volunteering in 2012. Before coming to Singapore, I thought Singapore education system is very ahead of the world. And I thought no children is left behind, no children is behind the class. I think the kids come with the challenges. They are behind their academic reading, writing level. All of them have that challenge with no support from the families at home because they are not English speaking.
Steady Readers has revamped over the years, and we started in year 2006 with only 12 children from Greenwich Primary School. Over the last few years, we have expanded from three locations all the way to about seven locations now. We have started working with the Comlink, the social service office. Last year and this year, we have started not only with one SSO center, we have expanded to two other centers. So right now, this is one of our targeted group of children that we are working with.
No, I think it has grown a lot. Very basic, the Steady Reader book to read, some worksheets. From that, how New Life has organized it, the structured, proper way, the lesson plan.
Okay, we give them a strong foundation in English, in sounds and letters, so the children learn how to sound those letters and blend the letters together to form words. And so through this foundation program, as they progresses on, they're able to recognize word, able to read word, and start reading confidently on their own. The greatest impact that SR has on the children is that the children started to read more confidently and also be able to engage in schoolwork as well. It will take about 3 to 4 months for the children to have some improvement, to have some noticeable improvement in their reading. So by the time About 8 months later, they are actually quite near to the academic level already.
So from mandatory, I have to go because my parents signed up, till they enjoy it, they want to come back. One boy came back again. He graduated. He's in P4. He graduated, but he wanted to come and help. So that way, I mean, I think that's extreme. Not every child has that case, but I mean, new life imparts something into the child's heart, the love, care, and the knowledge, and that brings them again back.
Our greatest support is definitely to have more volunteers. Yeah, especially volunteers that are committed, volunteers that are really passionate about working with children. As well as we also need financial funding for our programs, for our learning materials, for staff, for trainings as well.
We were changing people's lives. I don't do that at work. I work in office, corporate office, so we don't change the world, right? But this one is touching somebody's heart and touching somebody's life and seeing the result. And that was a major reason why every year, every term, I want to come back.
You know, if you ever go to Woodlands, I hope you have a chance to speak to Satish. He's been a wonderful volunteer. One of the greatest joys I had was to give him his 10-year service award a few months ago. One of the most impactful moments I've had as chairman of the board, in fact, even before I became chairman, I used to attend the Steady Regis graduation. And I remember there was one particular graduation, I think it was at BBJ, and the kids, they were at the front and they were getting their certificates. And I turned back and I saw a Malay family, and their parents were crying. Because they understood what it meant for the child to now be able to speak and read and how it would change the child's life. So if you want to contribute, I invite you to take this out. I think you got it when you came in, right? The leaflet. Now, there are two ways you can help. One is to volunteer. Now, when you volunteer, like Pastor Ed likes to say, you are God's delivery system. You are the one who is living out the gospel testimony to the beneficiaries, whether it's the children, to youth, and to the silver generation. And I'd just like to quote Dr. Jeff Gershoff. He once preached a sermon where he said, love is spelled T-I-M-E. Love is spelled T-I-M-E. So if you give your time, that would be wonderful. Now, the other way you can help, if you flip to the other page, is to give your treasure. Just now, Vernon already shared about the various donations that we need and our target. So you can make a donation. If you like running, you can join us on 19th of July, get some friends and run as a team to raise funds. If you don't like running, but you don't mind walking a little bit faster, I think that works as well. Or you can sponsor a table for anniversary dinner on the 27th of September. But there's something I want to say, because money is always a sensitive topic. I want to say this. We are not asking you to fill a donation gap. We are asking you to fulfill a discipleship goal. We're not asking you to fill a donation gap. We're asking you to fulfill a discipleship goal. And that goal is to testify of God's chesed. Just like in the Old Testament times, when God's chesed showed that the Hebrew God is different, so now in our times, God's chesed shows that the God of the gospel is different. Just one final thought as the worship team comes up. You know, there are times when showing chesed can seem thankless. You know, I used to help out at the rental blocks in Bukit Panjang, and you know, I lost count of the times when I felt, what am I doing here? You know, I'm trying to speak to a child, help him with his math problem, and his eyes are looking past me, and he's looking at the Ben 10 cartoon on the TV behind me. I'm thinking, okay, I've just blown 2 hours of my life. Sometimes it feels thankless. By the way, I've heard that this boy has now gone on to polytechnic. So it was worth it. Sometimes it feels thankless. Sometimes it feels that it's not going anywhere. May I encourage us to keep our eye on Jesus. Jesus, strong and kind. The Jesus who didn't give up on us. And because he didn't give up on us, we are seated here today. If today you're feeling too weak, too fearful, too lost, then first come to Him, come to Jesus again. Thank you. Have a blessed Sunday.
Let me invite you to stand and respond through this song to our strong and kind Savior. How can we be witnesses for Him in the world around us?
Jesus said that if I thirst, I should come to Him. No one else can satisfy, I should come to Him. Jesus said, if I am weak, I should come to Him. No one else can be my strength, I should come to Him.
Jesus said, if I am lost, He will come to me. And He showed me on that cross, He will come to me. For the Lord is good and faithful, He will keep us day.
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.